Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. I wonder if someone has ever given you the advice to stay the course. What did you understand that to mean, especially if you were in a particularly turbulent, difficult time of life? As you look around the world, and especially at the place where you live, do you see the need today for wise, God-honoring people to stand firm on what is right and moral and holy and stay the course as they are led by the Holy Spirit of God? In the past few days, you and I have been witness to the Apostle John writing his first little letter to Christians all over the known world in the latter part of the first century. Times were very difficult for those people as they tried to understand how to live as followers of Jesus Christ with only a few fragments of the New Testament completed, a rapidly decreasing number of the apostles and others who had personally known Jesus, and growing persecution against Christianity. John is now nearing the end of his second chapter. Let's watch and listen as John writes. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, even eternal life. 1 John 2, 24 and 25. Do you hear John making clear that the truths about God, given all the way back in the past to Abraham and Moses and Samuel and David and other great Jewish heroes of the faith, are unchanging truths because God doesn't change? We see that important truth in Malachi 3:6 and Hebrews 13:8. Jesus affirmed those God truths in his teachings, and the apostles were now doing the same. John challenges his readers to not abandon, nor distort, nor update those foundational truths about God and the foundational moral truths God had laid down regarding the human life experience. So I ask you, my friends, are you building your life and your family on God's unchanging foundational truths, even though many modern voices are seeking to rewrite those foundational truths upon which life is built? I'm talking about the Ten Commandments and God's clear design for human gender identity of male and female as permanent, and marriage being a lifelong covenant love relationship between one man and one woman, and human life beginning with conception, and all life is sacred. I'm talking about the truth about our sin nature separating us from God and our inability to fix our sin problem, thus our need for a Savior, and that only Jesus can be that Savior because only Jesus provides the sinless atonement sacrifice of his own death. And of course, there are so many more foundational life truths. The question is, are you and I building our lives on those truths? Did you notice John uses the same phrase Jesus used? Remain in. John challenges us to be sure God's truths remain in us. That means those truths permeate our minds, our hearts, our choices, our attitudes, our words, our behavior. John challenges us to understand that if God's truths remain in you, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. Once again, I think John was remembering and quoting Jesus, for in the upper room that night before his crucifixion, Jesus had said to John and his other disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." John 15, 1-8. Grapes and vineyards were very important to life in that part of the world at that time, so everyone understood the importance of tending the grapevines. The vine is that woody stalk rooted in good soil that year after year produces branches from which the clusters of grapes will grow. Those branches have virtually no strength to support themselves, so they naturally droop unless they are tied up to a trellis. Then with proper sunshine, pruning of excess leaves, the right amount of rain, and oh my, the beautiful, luscious grape clusters will naturally be produced from a healthy vine and branches. But it all depends on the vital connection between vine and branches. That's why the phrase, "remain in me," was so significant. Can you and I make the application to our lives and our connection to Jesus? Is your life producing good fruit because your connection to Jesus is so healthy as you remain in Him? If not, what needs to happen to either establish or prune your connection to Jesus so you do remain in Him and Jesus does produce good fruit in your life? Finally, did you notice John's reminder of Jesus' promise, eternal life? Remember, the main question John is seeking to answer in this little letter is, how can I be sure I really am a born-again Christian and heaven is my eternal destiny after death? Jesus spoke a great deal about our eternal destiny, and specifically eternal life in heaven with Him, hinging on one condition, an authentic, born-again relationship between any person and Jesus. So here, John is again confirming that if you and I are living in that close, genuine, vine branches, remain in Him relationship with Jesus, then yes, we can be certain that His promise is true, and we will spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. John is picking up his stylus again to continue writing. I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from Jesus remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as Jesus taught you, remain in Him. 1 John 2:26 and 27. Who or what is this anointing John is writing about? Well, of course, that is the Holy Spirit of God, whom God sends to live within any person as they trust Jesus Christ to be their Savior. As John writes this, he is remembering again that in the upper room that special night, Jesus had taught John and the other disciples about the Holy Spirit when Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and He will send you another Counselor to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. He will live within you. This Counselor whom the Father will send to you in My name will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." John 14:16, 17, and 26. May I ask, my friends, are you sure you have the Holy Spirit living within you? Is the Holy Spirit of God counseling you, guiding you, teaching you God's truths, and reminding you of what Jesus said? If so, then yes, you can be certain you are authentically a born-again, Holy Spirit indwelt, remain in Jesus, Christian, who has eternity in heaven awaiting you when you die. John was clear. He was frustrated that false teachers were trying to confuse these first century Christians and draw them away from the foundational truths they had learned, draw them away from Jesus, and lead them into confusion about the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit. I love John's statement that, as His anointing, that's the Holy Spirit, teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as Jesus taught you, remain in Him. There is no counterfeit with Jesus, and certainly not with the Holy Spirit. As you and I stay the course in our growing, authentic relationship with Jesus, led and taught by the Holy Spirit, we will live stable, fruit-bearing lives in our turbulent, confused, conflicted world. I hope that is your certainty today, my friends. If not, please write to me, and I'll try to help you. I'm including a special old song today that I just urge you to close your eyes and listen, or sing along if you know it. It's a tender call to stay the course with Jesus, my friends.